Susie Larson here. Welcome to week four of our online study, Strong in Battle, Why the Humble Will Prevail. We are praying for you. We want you to stay engaged. We're with you. And I'd love to know, what is God teaching you? What is he showing you? Would you email me, Susie@myfaithradio.com? Tell me about it. Each week we'll pick a name from the responses and we'll surprise you with some resources off of our Faith Radio shelf. We've got amazing books that come in constantly. We can't keep up with it all. So we love to share them with our friends. My email again is Susie@myfaithradio.com. Well, this week's email, it says this: you know what? Just because God is with us and for us doesn't mean we're always on the Lord's side. He's on the side of faith, hope, and love. He's on the side of forgiveness, redemption, and restoration. He's on the side of brokenness and compassion. He's on the side of moment-by-moment obedience, which is the Spirit-led life. And we make dangerous assumptions when we assume that because God's for us, that he endorses everything we do. He wouldn't be God if he could turn a blind eye to attitudes and actions that are in direct conflict with who he is. And I take this message out of the bigger story of Joshua. When the Lord had said, "Be strong, Joshua, be courageous. The Lord is with you wherever you go." And yet a little bit, you know, later in his journey, he faces a man with a sword and he braces for impact. Are you a friend? Are you a foe? Interestingly, he says, "Neither. I'm a commander in the Lord's army." So didn't the Lord just tell Joshua, "I'm for you. Don't be afraid. Be courageous. Go forward boldly." So for him to say, "I'm on neither side. I'm a commander in the Lord's army. Take off your shoes." And he reestablished to Joshua, never presume upon the favor of God or the protection of God. Now, Joshua's heart was bent towards God, but there were people in his camp that he was leading that had idols in their tent, and that would be their downfall. And so the Lord is explaining to him, "I am for you. But don't presume that all is always well." I mean, we have to have a sensitivity to our spirits. And we're so used to, you know, singing that God is for us. And we need that because we forget, you know, the enemy gets in there to make us question all the time. So yes, we need the reminder that God is for us. He loves us and it's impossible for him to fail us. But we also need the reminder that we're on the Lord's side and we constantly need to search our hearts. Lord, have there been departures? Because oftentimes it's in battle or in the waiting season when we depart from biblical faith. That's when we start to adjust our faith to match our lives, where we kind of lower our theology or adjust our theology. Or let's say you're tired in the waiting, and so you start to indulge because you feel like, "I deserve this because God's not giving me what I want, and he's making me wait so long for the breakthrough." And when we go to those places and we justify our own indulgences to make ourselves feel better, we're going to drift whether we like it or not. Now, there's a big difference, and I write about this in the book, big difference between, you know, freedom within self-control and self-indulgence to numb out because I believe I deserve more than God's giving me. All of us have to decide when we've crossed that line. I think we know, though, when there's just a happy freedom where we taste and see that the Lord is good, and when there's this indulgence that I deserve this. And that's when we're on shaky ground. That's why it's just good to guard our hearts with all diligence, for out of it flows the issues of life. Well, the meme in this email this week says this: our setbacks are actually setups for that great day when God announces to all creation that we belong to him. Our God is meticulous and miraculous. You know, friend, there's no wasted moments in the kingdom. There's no wasted moments in your story. So whether you're in the waiting season, or you feel like the furies of hell are aimed against you, or you're just coming out of the storm, there's no time for numbed out indulgence. There's a time for rest, but not a time for ease where you let your guard down and just sort of act like the enemy because you're resting on a beach. He's resting on a beach somewhere. There's a way to rest while being wise and sober and alert to the fact that the enemy is always looking for us to have our guard down. It's not a bracing for impact. It's a sober alertness and a wisdom and a care so that we know that as we stay on God's heels and listen for his Spirit, we'll be safe in his care. So I'm going to pray for you. Father, I pray for my friend listening today. Whatever season life finds them, I pray that there would be an increase of wisdom about how to live alert, wise, and soberly without bracing for impact or living in reaction to fear. Those are two different things, and I pray that you'd help us to live ready for your return, to stand fast in battle, to discern the season that we find ourselves so we know what obedience and wisdom might look like in this particular season. We thank you, Lord, that it's your great pleasure to teach us these things. We love you so much. In Jesus' name, Amen. Don't forget to tell me what you're learning. I want to hear all about it. And we'll draw a name every week to get some resources to you from our Faith Radio shelf. Susie at myfaithradio.com. Stand strong, friend. God is with you. He is for you. And it's impossible for him to fail you. We'll meet you back here next week.